Good morning, everybody. Good morning, children. How are y'all? Good? Good. So, do y'all remember last Sunday what that commandment was? The eighth commandment? Yep, it was stealing. That we should not steal from our neighbor or take something that doesn't belong to us. So what is the opposite of stealing from others? Giving and sharing. So instead of stealing from something, you should share what you own to that person. And that's what Christ teaches us. So I'm going to go to Exodus 20, 16. Which reads, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." And that's it. That's the ninth commandment. So what is the ninth commandment telling us there? To not lie. So I'm also going to turn to Ephesians 4, verse 25, which says, "Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." So this is saying the same thing. Paul is here and he's saying, lay aside false witness and only speak truth to one another, because we're in the same body, we're in the same church. So instead of lying, how did Paul command Christians to speak to each other here? To speak truth and only truth. So what reason did Paul give to speak the truth? We're in all in the same body. So, do you know who told the first lie? It was Satan. It was the devil in the Garden of Eden. He tried to trick our first parents into believing that God was a liar who could not be trusted. Sadly, Adam and Eve welcomed his untrue words, becoming liars and cursing all of us to be born with lying lips. There is not a person on the planet who has not lied. We lie to cover up wrong things we have done, or to make ourselves look better than we really are, or to get something we really want. Lying is a serious sin, and it is serious because the God who created us is a God of truth. The Bible not only tells us that God does not lie, but it goes even further to say that God cannot lie. Whenever God speaks, his words perfectly line up with the way things are, and this means he can be trusted. God created us to reflect him, giving us lips that would speak the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But to do this, we must first believe and welcome God's truth in the Bible and in Jesus Christ. Instead of hiding our sin, we must honestly confess our sin. Instead of believing the serpent's lies about God, we must honestly accept the truth of God and his gospel love. It is only through God's salvation in Jesus that our loving lips can be turned into, or that our lying lips can be turned into loving lips. God wants us to speak words of truth from a heart of love, just as he does. And when we turn from the devil and look to the Lord Jesus Christ, we find strength to be truth tellers whose words can always be trusted. So telling the truth is simply loving. And whenever you're speaking to someone and you decide to lie, it's basically not expressing love, but it's expressing hatred. You don't care for this person. And not only that, but when lying, we try to please man whilst displeasing God. But who's more important, God or man? God, exactly. Of course, it's God who's more important. So him knowing the truth is way more serious than any person or human on this earth that can. So when we lie, we're ignoring God's presence, and we're ignoring his existence, and we're fulfilling our desires to please man while displeasing God. And so we should never do that, because like we just said, God is way more important than any man's opinion about us. And besides, there is no way to run away from the fact that God already knows the truth. Whatever you say, whatever lie you can tell to man that may deceive them, it will never deceive God. And there's no running away from that. So there's no point to lie. As the God of truth, Yahweh calls us to reflect him by speaking only what is true. So that's it. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you today to thank you for everything that you've done for us, Lord. And I pray for the children here, Lord, and I pray for everyone else, including myself, that we continue to stay faithful to what you've revealed to us in your scriptures, God, that we continue to worship you in reverence, and I pray that we truly take this this commandment to heart, the ninth commandment, Lord, that we should not bear false witness, and we should acknowledge your existence to the point where we would be scared to lie, for you know everything, Lord, and there is no hiding from you. And we pray that the message is good today, Lord. I pray that whatever it is, Lord, that it pricks our heart and it convicts us of our sin, Lord, so that way we may come to you and worship you and to follow you. And I pray this all in Christ's name. Amen.